This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Dylan Music. A new bill would make up to a quarter of the state's homelessness funding available to sober living centers. San Francisco Democratic Assemblymember Matt Haney authored the bill.
This is as common sense as it gets. People who want to get off drugs shouldn't be placed just in places where there's drug use.
Right now, the state funds housing and shelters that don't require residents to remain sober, though most ban using drugs or alcohol on site. The new bill would require that a program help residents find alternative housing if they choose to leave or are evicted due to a center's sobriety policy. The U.S. Department of Agriculture recently canceled two programs that helped schools and food banks buy local produce. KAZU's Elena Neal Sachs reports.
When I visited Abraham Garcia at his 10-acre farm in Chualar in March, he said his relationship with food banks and schools was key.
We've been selling directly to the food bank here in Monterey County. They're great people there. We've been selling to direct schools here in Salinas.
Now, the USDA programs that fostered that relationship are gone. Marlene Schwartz is the director of the Red Center for Food Policy and Health at the University of Connecticut. She says these kinds of relationships help local farmers predict purchasing.
The loss of these funds, especially so quickly, I think is going to have a very negative effect on them because all of a sudden the buyers that they were counting on no longer have the money to purchase from them.
She says the cuts will force farmers, schools, and food banks to make tough choices. Elena Neal Sachs, KAZU News.
This is KAZU News. I'm Dylan Music.